This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I woke up to this headline that coronavirus cases are going to, quote, surge in their thousands by next week. America is supposed to be bracing themselves for a huge epidemic of coronavirus, and I'm not panicking, and I'm going to tell you why I'm not panicking. I know a lot of the country is panicking, and this is going to be bad, but let me kind of break down where we are. So as of today, we're at 89,872 cases overall. What makes that a good sign is we were in the 80,000 cases last week. Which means if we aren't even rising linearly, we are starting to stave off a little bit, all right? However, those cases are a false number because we haven't tested everybody who we think could have it. Why? Because we have a shortage of test kits, which is a cluster, which we're going to talk about in a second. But 89,800, so let's look at possibly 90,000 total cases worldwide that have been clocked or assumed. 3,000 deaths. In America, our numbers, I believe, jumped to 89 with two deaths. Two people died in Washington State. We're not getting a lot of details. One is a man. I'm not sure about the other one. Not getting a lot of details on what their medical history was, how old they were, what was going on there. But we've had two deaths so far in this country, tragically. We have a case in New York of, I believe, a woman in her 30s. And, you know, multiple other, from what I understand, 8,000 people are being tested right now in this country. So it's only a matter of time that we get our large numbers. You know, right now China's been, you know, ahead winning. We were kind of looking at this as like an Olympics, you know, medal count. China is still at over 80,000 cases. South Korea comes in next at about 4,300 cases. Italy, 1,700. Iran, 1,500. The Diamond Princess now dropped down to number 5 with their 705 cases. Hopefully everybody's off the ship and is done and we don't see any more. Japan comes next with 274. People are watching Japan very closely because of the Tokyo Olympics. Then came Germany, France, Spain, Singapore, Hong Kong. So U.S. comes rounding out the top 12 with 89 cases. I am expecting in the next few days that number to balloon. Not because we've had, you know, a whole bunch of new exposures, but because, like I've been saying this the whole time, I think there's been people running around with coronavirus in America this whole time. Many of them didn't get sick, so they got better. So the CDC is under a lot of criticism now because they say they, you know, fumbled the whole test kit thing. Well, in the government's defense, and I'm not really one to, you know, sit here and try to, you know, defend the government running something because usually the government screws stuff up. But in their defense, we get told maybe second quarter that, hey, we have, you know, this virus. And we think it's going to spread to your country. And we get told this on December 31st. So everybody after their hangovers have to start getting to work and starting to mass produce a test kit for something that we're told came from bats or a snake or maybe came from a lab. So we're trying to build this sucker from scratch. I thought they actually did a damn good job trying to come up with test kits as quickly as they could. I mean, we are talking, they are hauling butt trying to do this. But were the test kits tested? Did they go through proper Q&A? Did they, you know, No. So we're being told that many people who tested negative after their quarantine all of a sudden show a positive later. Well, are they showing a positive because the test kit sucked, or are they showing a positive because they went outside, went grocery shopping, and somebody else had coronavirus there? You know, why are they quote-unquote not working? We also don't have enough. Obviously, we don't have enough. We have, what, trillions of people in this, billions of people in this world. You know, we want to test everybody. We have all these countries reporting cases. We don't have enough cases or enough test kits. So we don't have enough test kits. We aren't getting the true story of where this sucker came from. We're guessing a lot. And then we're also having countries trying to lay low going, no, we don't have any cases. We're good. And you're like, really? You know, no, we're good. You know, I mean, are we really going to get true numbers out of Japan? I think North Korea is still claiming they don't have any, right? And they're right there. So, you know, considering the government had to basically work on this with one hand tied behind their back, I think overall they did as good as they could. Because you got this virus, we're in cough and cold season, we're not getting enough information about it. This is America. People have been coming to America, you know, in droves before, you know, all the we're going to check them at the airport. Obviously, people came through that possibly had it. Donald Trump is going to be meeting with pharmaceutical executives. You see how we have to go to Big Pharma? Everybody hates Big Pharma. I kind of like Big Pharma, you know, because we need them, and we need them for a vaccine. We need them for medication. So Trump is going to be talking to them today. I'd really like to see how that conversation goes, you know, because, you know, he's kind of a hard butt. And, you know, I'd like to see how he takes on pharmaceutical companies. Have you ever tried to argue with a pharmaceutical rep? I love these guys. They're awesome, but they're tough cookies. So it'd be interesting to see a tough cookie against another tough cookie. But also he needs to discuss the drug shortages. If you want to know what I'm worried about, I'm worried about us not getting our generic drugs. So we're so dependent on generic drugs now, and a lot of them come from China. So we're so dependent on China. That's what I'm worried about. Why am I not so worried about coronavirus? Because we have been dying from the flu. The flu has been killing tens of thousands in our country. And we are supposed to be on standby. We are supposed to be very, very vigilant with our protection against the flu. And so to me, what I'm seeing with this coronavirus is it's doing to people what the flu is doing. But not on the same wide-scale spread. Okay, kids seem to be so far so good with this one. We're unfortunately seeing people go into respiratory failure. Apparently, the virus attacks the alveoli, and then you get a lot of inflammatory fluid and juices and things like that, so people can go into respiratory failure. We know how to address that. We don't have a cure for this virus like we wish, but we're kind of looking at, like, you know, almost like a flu 102, even though it's a different virus. So, I'd be more panicked about flu, but we're going to talk. We're coming up on break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Some of you guys listen to my show on a delayed broadcast in your city. We do have an answer line and a phone line for your questions, so let's go to that right now. 1-877-DOC-DALLY or 1-877-362-3254.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm Jennifer. I live here in Las Vegas. Do antibiotics not work on this virus? And also, like penicillin or, you know, amoxicillin or whatever. And I heard something called something silver, a vitamin. I don't know what it is, but it's got silver
colloidal?
In it.
Colloidal
and that's
silver?
Supposed to, the silver or copper is supposed to be kind of a natural, I guess, antibiotic. I forgot the name of it, and you would probably be able to look it up or know about it if you could let us know. Hi, Doctor.
Okay. Great. I wish I could talk to you live. I love that you brought this up. Okay. So there's a couple questions there. One is, will antibiotics help with the virus? The answer this whole time has been no, a resounding no, but, which is why I'm glad she brought this up, there has been some talk that we have antibiotics that actually can help fight this thing. So this is very, very interesting. So first, all right, what do antibiotics do? Well, antibiotics are designed to kill bacteria, either during their replication or affect their cell wall or affect certain processes that bacteria have. That's why they're antibiotics. And they usually do not work on viruses. However, all right, I have said for years that there is something magical with, like, the Z-Pak, okay? Because bronchitis is viral. Bronchitis causes this cough and this annoying cough that can last for weeks, and you get this dry cough eventually and this tickle in the throat, or sometimes it can be a productive cough. And it's a virus. It's supposed to not be treated with an antibiotic. We don't treat it with an antibiotic anymore. But many of us swear by when we took a Z-Pak, it knocked it out within a day or two. Now, there's no rhyme or reason for that. Antibiotics should not kill a virus. But I came up with this theory in the late 90s or early 2000s that maybe there's some sort of anti-inflammatory component to it. Maybe there's something that has to do with some of these antibiotics where it's not so much that it's fighting the virus per se, but it might be preventing less of an inflammatory response, so you get less cough. So you get less of a reaction. And one of you had written me over the weekend saying, why are they giving antibiotics to coronavirus patients? They're not supposed to, but many hospitals have been. And they did so before the test would come back positive, so they'd start with an antibiotic. The problem is we, because as you've seen over the last 2 months, are getting very, very little objective news on this. And so if an antibiotic was helping, would we really hear about it? Do they want us to think that antibiotics are the reason? Because then people are going to call telemedicine left and right asking for antibiotics. So with coronavirus, we have been told that nothing cures it. We've been told that it's a virus, and how viruses work is they have to die off. Now, some of you will say, well, HIV doesn't die off. True. HIV will keep going. Herpes and hepatitis will maybe go dormant, but they'll still stick around. Ebola may even go dormant. But we believe that this sucker is supposed to die off, although we're starting to hear a couple cases of people testing positive again. Or maybe a resurgence. But most viruses, they're self-limited. After the body's immune system kicks in, it won't let the virus use the cell to self-replicate. If the virus can't self-replicate, all viruses have a lifespan, they die off. Flu pretty predictably dies off by 5 to 7 days. That's why it's rare to see somebody have flu longer than 5 to 7 days. Before I go on with this antibiotic story, she brought up, like, silver. I think she was talking about colloidal silver. Colloidal silver, unfortunately, silver has a lot of antimicrobial properties, but the FDA has absolutely no endorsement, from what I understand, of colloidal silver. And that being used to treat this. Garlic, not supposed to treat this. We have no evidence or studies out saying, now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, well, duh, you don't have any studies because it hasn't been around long enough to study it. So what if it does work? The problem with that is we don't know what you're getting. I get asked this a lot. You know, they go, look, I want to try this. I've heard silver does this and that. Let me try this colloidal silver. The only reason why I can't endorse it and say go ahead with my blessing is because I don't know what product you're getting. There are good products out there, and then there's crap. I don't have the time to research or follow patients on which brand is good. And then I've seen brands start to chintz out. I've seen things that were strong once, then all of a sudden, they had to cut costs. So I can't tell you. I mean, maybe there we might find a study later that colloidal silver could have some benefits with this. It's just, unfortunately, we don't know, you know, what's going on. I told you guys about how I went to one lecture where they were talking about ginkgo biloba for memory and how in Germany much of it was grown, according to this one doctor who was discussing it. And they said when, you know, in Germany when they, you know, create these formulations of ginkgo biloba, they will use for their country the leaf and the stalk. Yet what gets shipped for other countries to use is the bulb and the roots. Well, is there a difference? There might be. So if one country is not even getting this, although now I don't know if that still holds true, because now we just get everything from foreign countries, it seems like, you know. But, you know, if we're talking about plants being split up, and somebody say, well, technically there's ginkgo in there. We use the plant, but if they use the root, and that's not where all the phytonutrients are, how the hell do you know what you're getting? So I would love to be open to a lot of these alternative therapies. I'm married to a chiropractor. I had opened my practice with a homeopath and alternative medicine doctor. I am so pro-alternative medicine, I just don't know what to recommend. And at this point, since we have no studies, and if you take something that could be made half-assed, that's not very well formulated, it might actually interfere with your immune system. And so I don't want anybody to, unfortunately, you know, be taking something that might actually prevent them from fighting this virus. Remember, the majority of people that get this virus, they recover. The majority of people do fine. We do have a lot of deaths out there. I get that. 3,000 deaths is a lot. But in terms of recovery, 48,000 recovered. I'm sorry, 45,000 recovered and went home. So, you know, most of our immune system should be able to fight this. So now, antibiotics. Antibiotics aren't supposed to fight the coronavirus. We've been telling everybody no, but researchers out of Norway said that 4 antibiotics to treat staph and skin infections have been able to stop the virus in lab tests, which means we might be able to utilize these to help fight the disease or the inflammatory process. We think what happens is the virus attacks the lungs, then there's such a huge immune response that the liquid and the fluid fills up the lungs, and then people have trouble stopping breathing. It almost makes you wonder, is this more of an issue for people that have very dramatic and hyperimmune systems? I really want to dissect who these 3,000 people were who died. Were they diabetics? Were they cancer patients? Were they older individuals? Or were they people with asthma that just seemed to have more of a triggered immune response? We need to know that. So, they say we do have some antivirals on the market and 4 antibiotics that might be able to help. So drug repurposing might work. Dr. Dennis Kajeval, associate professor at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology, says drug repurposing is a strategy for generating additional value from an existing drug by targeting diseases other than that for which it was originally intended. So which ones are they talking about? It's not the Z-Pak. Teicoplanin, oritavancin, dalbavancin, and monensin. Now, none of those, I think, are pretty common antibiotics we use out here. But they're antibiotics that do exist. Plus nitazoxanide, which is an anti-parasite medication. And then mycophenolic acid used to prevent transplanted organ rejection. So that is, again, an immunosuppressant. And then remdesivir was used to fight Ebola. So they think they might be able to repurpose these for coronavirus. Very, very cool. Keep the calls coming. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the virus that's gone viral, and President Trump says of it as he signs a bill to fund the U.S. response to the coronavirus.
Came out of nowhere, but we're taking care of it.
The president signing that $8 billion funding package after passage by Congress this week. World health officials say the death toll from the virus is now more than 3,400, including 14 Americans, most of them in Washington state. A better-than-expected February jobs report released by the Labor Department showing that the U.S. economy created around 273,000 jobs last month, and that blew away the economist's prediction of 165,000. Unemployment fell to 3.5%, matching a 50-year low. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sorry. How many of you guys get to work from home? I love working from home. Well, not my show. I do it in the studio. But when I do telemedicine, I could do it from home. I love working from home. If I have to go potty, I can stop and go potty. If I want to watch the news, I can stop and watch the news. Kid comes home from school, I could yell at them, do your homework. What are you doing here, Mom? Why are you late? Do I smell vape? No, Mom. And I get to eat before my kid comes home and eats everything out of the fridge. Working from home is kind of nice. Well, if you work for Twitter, you get to work from home now. Temporarily. As Twitter has told all 5,000 employees around the world to work from home. They want to avoid spread of coronavirus. Working from home is now mandatory for those in Hong Kong, Japan, and South Korea. I think that if you're able to work from home, great. I'll tell you what the ramifications are of that one, though. Twitter has told all of its 5,000 employees around the world. I would think Twitter had more employees. That's interesting. To work from home in an effort to stop the spread of coronavirus. Social media platform's decision asked the staff to avoid the office. That has also been following similar requests from other nearby governments in certain virus hotspots. So mandatory if you're in South Korea, Hong Kong, and Japan. Not mandatory in America, but I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, absolutely. I'm there. They say we are strongly encouraging all employees globally to work from home if they are able. That's according to Twitter Human Resources Chief Jennifer Christie. That was in a blog post on Monday. Our goal is to lower the probability of the spread of the COVID coronavirus for us and around the world. Now, the suggestion that employees work home, I guess Dublin headquarters, Google's Dublin headquarters, has about 8,000 employees. They were told to work at home. Why? Because one worker had flu-like symptoms, and they're currently being tested. The company said the measure is to test the ability of its staff to work remotely. Now, there we go, guys. Big business needed, unfortunately, this to test the waters. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but the evolution of people working remotely and a business not having to spend money on real estate, cubicles, air conditioning, coffee machines, decor, cleaning, sanitation. Can that those expenditures of a country can be eliminated if they set up more and more employees to work from home? Now, working from home offers huge advantages for the worker. So people would think, why the hell hasn't this happened already? Internet's been around for years. Well, because how many of you have worked from home and did what I did? I'm going to go potty. You know what? I'm going to just listen to the news for a little bit. Or I'm going to yell at the kid. Oh, let me go walk the dog. Now, I love having that lifestyle. And I'm off the clock. I'm not, you know, having anybody pay for me when that happens. But employers are, shall we say, hesitant on, you know, giving their staff that leeway. You know, I mean, when I had staff, I can't tell you how people would, you know, turn busy time into downtime. And I'm like, guys, we got stuff to do. And, you know, they're on their phones or they're playing games or they're, you know, and I get it because I did the same thing at work, too. But, you know, if there's an abnormal mammogram, that patient needs to be called so we can start setting up a biopsy. If there's blood cancer, we need to get that person into hematology. If there's an abnormal lab, we need to, you know, we need to work now. And so I don't think if I still had my medical office and I was still running staff, I don't think I would have a lot of people work from home remotely. I mean, unless I could trust that the person is going to get the job done. So the next big move in corporations is to figure out how to judge if somebody is doing their job and they're getting good employee output from their house, from their home. Now, apparently they could tell if you sit idle. So like, let's say you're on a screen and you're sitting idle for a certain amount of time. They could tell that. I guess there's a lot of things they could tell. You know, when there's pauses and things like that. So let's say somebody's working on something and then they decide to, I don't know, turn on a rerun of Friends or whatever. You know, they might be able to see pauses. But, you know, most employers have been kind of cautious about trusting somebody to work at home and do the job. If we're going to pay you for 8 hours, then are you really going to be working those 8 hours? Or if you're home, are you going to take a nap? How do you watch that? How do you supervise that? And so I believe a lot of jobs are going to start moving towards more project pay or more, what's the word for it? Not so much independent contractor, where like contracting. You get a job done and you get paid for the job done. And we're going to give you a time frame to get it done in. Now, with this coronavirus, it lends an opportunity to big companies like Google, like Twitter, to go, do we really need to have big, large warehouses? Do we need to staff that and utilities and all that? And if they find that the working from home model works, commercial real estate is going to take a bigger tank than you even thought. Commercial real estate is already having issues because, you know, people are buying online. So a lot of these big stores, you know, like Kmart and Sears and things like that are struggling. So your big anchors, if they struggle and you don't have a lot of people going to a store, you know, why should a company, you know, pay rent? They might as well have, you know, do more online sales. With coronavirus and these fears of flu and infection, people not wanting to go outside, yeah, people are buying online. There's going to be a huge jump in grocery shopping and things like that online as well with delivery. But the model of working from home might seem amazing for you all. But that shift, no matter how abrupt it's going to be, can be devastating. You know, if you've been able to work from home, let's say Google decides to, for the next few weeks, have people work from home. Then all of a sudden come back to the office. That's not that easy. How many of you guys have been on vacation and then you had to go back to work? For me, I'm a workaholic, so I couldn't wait, you know. But you still drag a little. And then you start to dislike work more. You're like, well, wait a second. I was able to do this at home. I could check my, you know, messages. I could Facebook without anybody on my back. You know, people will not like it. So you're going to have a big employee push to let me work from home. Then the company is going to be like, well, then fine. You work from home. We close down this structure, this brick and mortar structure. And you have more of a home expansion. So, you know, I'm seeing what's happening with coronavirus as a way for these companies to test the water. And they even say, you know, Google's Dublin is testing this out. They are testing the ability of staff to work remotely. They said out of abundance of caution, staff have been told to work from their home and to monitor their health. It affects the Google staff at Dublin's offices, but I'm not sure about America and stuff yet because, again, we're not there yet. So on one end, companies do have to expect coronavirus to come back. In fact, there's a study saying that coronavirus may actually be a yearly thing, that this may come each year. And, I mean, with flu and people dying from the flu, it's only a matter of time that people say, look, during cough, cold, flu season, stay home and work. During the bad winter, during Superstorm Sandy or whatever, during hurricanes, work from home. Shut her down or, I don't know, leave. What's the word for it? Evacuate. But work remotely. There's doctors that work remotely. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. So, unfortunately, Nashville suffered a pretty bad tornado, leaving several dead. Severe weather is now striking Tennessee. From what we understand, this powerful storm produced at least two tornadoes that struck central Tennessee early on Tuesday morning, including one that caused significant damage near downtown Nashville and killed at least 21 people, as crews spent hours pulling survivors and bodies from wrecked buildings. The tornado near downtown Nashville, according to Fox News, lit up the sky with flashes of light. Transformers blew, and the storm reportedly stayed on the ground into Hermitage, about 10 miles east of the city. So Fox News senior meteorologist Janice Dean said, "We need your prayers in Nashville, Tennessee. This was an overnight rain-wrapped tornado while people were sleeping, and now they're waking up to extreme destruction, devastation, and deaths in the Nashville area." So a spokesperson from Tennessee Emergency Management Agency confirmed to Fox News that 21 people had been killed in the storms. An earlier press briefing, Governor Bill Lee told reporters the deaths were centered in four different counties, and there are a number of people that are missing, in addition to many that are injured and being transported to area hospitals. They said, "We have had loss of life across the state. It's a very difficult situation." Metro Nashville Police Department said at least two people were killed in East Nashville. A TEMA official told Fox News that 14 people died in Putnam County, two reported deaths in Wilson County, two in Davidson County, in area east of Nashville. There were 48 building collapses around the city. Neighborhoods had blown down walls. When you look at the pictures, it's just devastating. Snapped power lines, broken trees, search and rescue crews. They said last night was a reminder about how fragile life is. President Trump tweeted that he is monitoring developments out of Tennessee, that the federal government is with you all the way during this difficult time. Prayers for all of those affected. It's just horrifying. It said the sky turned purple and pink. It was the lightning strikes was something they've never seen. It's a heavy populated area. According to experts, the tornadoes were estimated at an EF3, which means the winds were between 136 to 165 miles an hour. They said it sounded like somebody was throwing bricks at the windows. Nashville public schools were closed because of tornado damage. In Metro Nashville, Wilson County East will also close schools for the rest of the week. Election polling sites at school were expected to remain open, as well as district offices. So we have Super Tuesday. We're in Super Tuesday right now. And it is going to be a, very tumultuous day. I really can't predict. It's only there, obviously, be Biden or Sanders. But 16 different Democratic Party primaries are on their way. Polls are going to close at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Vermont and Virginia. North Carolina closes at 7:30 Eastern Time. Tennessee, Maine, Texas, Alabama, Massachusetts, and Oklahoma will close at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Arkansas, 8:30. Then, in Colorado and Minnesota, they close at about 9 p.m. Eastern Time. In Utah, 10. California, at 11, obviously, because West Coast. So, Business Insider is monitoring up to date. We'll give you guys information as we get it. They say that the more Democratic voters have got to know Mike Bloomberg, the less they like him. From what I understand, he's slipping. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, as you know, have dropped out of the race. They have endorsed Joe Biden. Klobuchar had said that that she was not offered anything in return. They have to say that. You know, they can't say that, you know, they were bribed and offered, you know. But if you know you're not going to win and you have a candidate, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. And in politics, that's the way it goes. And, you know, Biden, of course, has to be very, very careful, looking like he didn't try to, you know, buy their votes. But he, you know, if he does win, he's going to have a big, you know, administration. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things up for grabs, especially since I don't know how much they ripped on each other during the debate. Now, Klobuchar said something very interesting. She says, "I just don't think we are the face of the establishment." When asked why, you know, she withdrew, she goes, "You know, I think, first of all, that was cool last night, is you have Mayor Pete, and you have Beto O'Rourke, who electrified Texas in a Senate race, and myself. And I just don't think we're the face of the establishment. I think we are fresh faces of our party." And so she said she's still friends with Bernie Sanders, but she doesn't think we should have a socialist heading up the Democratic ticket in November. She said, I think we have to have someone, as one prominent Democrat said, who was actually listening to where the American people are. She said that prominent Democrat was Barack Obama. So Klobuchar said, referencing comments that the former president made to a group of liberal donors in November. So she also denied that Biden promised her a post in his potential administration in exchange for support. There was no discussion of any such role. But when pressed on whether she would like to become his running mate, should he capture the nomination, she did not rule out the possibility. She said, I just ended my own campaign, and I am more than happy to go back to Minnesota today to thank our incredible staff and the people of my state. I've got a day job. I love the Senate, and I'm also going to be helping Joe Biden. She goes, I never look at hypotheticals. There's been a lot going on here. So, you know, the Democrats are scared. You know, Joe Biden represents Obama 102. If you love the Obama presidency, and if you thought that was one of the greatest, strongest presidencies, you're going to like Joe Biden. If you're a Democrat and said, oh, we kind of, you know, missed the mark on a few things, including health care, Joe Biden would probably not be the best candidate to run against Trump. Bernie Sanders, again, scares a lot of Democrats. You know, somebody, America is not ready for socialism. They're not. We're doing pretty well considering. Stock market bounced back beautifully after the drop with coronavirus. They just lowered interest rates. Things looking pretty strong economy-wise. God willing, hopefully it stays. You don't mess things up with a socialism agenda. So it's going to be up between these two. And I hear time and time again from Democrats, just spoke to another one yesterday, going, why couldn't they come up with better candidates? And again, you know, Joe Biden, he's a great candidate. You know, he did a lot and he served, you know, the country well. And, you know, he has a lot of experience, But, do you want more Obama years? You know, how has Joe Biden distinguished himself different from Obama? That was very that's difficult. Vice presidents are not the easiest political, you know, roles to have, because he has to look like he supported his president. If he disagreed with Obama on tons of things, he can't say that now. So, you know, you have to play that very carefully of, well, you know, I support my boss, but I'm not going to be anything like my boss. How do you get that message across? Well, if I was Joe Biden, I would say, look, you know, this is what the president did. This is what I did during the presidency, you know, and I'm not here to defend, you know, Barack Obama is Barack Obama. He was president. He, you know, made his legacy. You know, I have a different population, a different time. Things are different than they were in 2008. And this is what I plan to do, you know. And you know, the Obama presidency is not going to be extended because that was a different time. It was a different era. I don't know. I think he's in trouble. So that's just, you know. So as we, you know, as today unfolds, we'll see what happens. But, you know, whoever wins today, if they get, what it was, the 1399 delegates, they're going to be up against Trump. And I think this is the question that we want. Who do we want to see Trump debate? Do we want to see him debate Sanders or Biden? It's going to be interesting. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.